Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. LeBron James makes more NBA history, but his Lakers fell short against the defending champion Nuggets. Correspondent Mark Myers reports in Los Angeles.
The Nuggets made a late push to beat the Lakers 124-114. LeBron James scored 26 and in the process became the first NBA player to reach 40,000 career regular season points.
For me, the main thing is always the main thing, and that's to win, and I hate it that had to happen in a defeat, especially versus a team that, plays extremely well basketball. And we played some good basketball tonight, but wasn't able to close it out. So, bittersweet.
Denver ended the game on a 16-4 run, and head coach Mike Malone loved every minute of it.
We were able to get our sixth win in the row coming out of the All-Star break and playing at a high level. And this is the time of the year that you have to play at that high level.
Nikola Jokic finished with 35 points in the win, including one stretch in the third quarter where he scored 13 straight points.
Elsewhere in the NBA, the Heat outlasted the Jazz 126-120 behind a 37-point night from Jimmy Butler. Jalen Green had 34 points to help the Rockets burn the Suns 118-109. The Nets downed the Hawks 114-102, and the Trailblazers outlasted the Grizzlies 107-100 in overtime. College basketball, number one Houston barely survived against Oklahoma. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Top-ranked Houston blew a 15-point lead before Jamal Shedd hit a follow shot with 0.4 seconds left, giving the Cougars an 87-85 victory over Oklahoma. Shedd missed a driving layup, but corralled the rebound and put Houston back on top, finishing with 14 points. L.J. Cryer had a team-high 23 points for the Cougars, shooting 5 of 9 from three-point range. Juwan Roberts was 10 of 12 and scoring 20 points, helping Houston shoot 57% from the field. Rivaldo Soares led the Sooners with 16 points.
Second-ranked Purdue handled Michigan State 80-74. Correspondent Tom McCabe has more.
It's back-to-back regular season Big Ten championships for Purdue. Coach Matt Painter's second-ranked Boilermakers clinched at least a share of the title with an 80-74 win over Michigan State.
Anytime you talk with a coach about the accomplishment of winning your conference and grinding it out and how familiar people are with you, it's a very difficult task. So just happy for our entire team, but really happy for our seniors.
Purdue saw a 15-point lead cut to 3 midway into the second half, but held on to hand the Spartans their third straight loss. Zach Edey had 32 points to lead the Boilermakers.
Number 4 Tennessee down number 14 Alabama 81-74. More on the latest in sports coming up next. More college basketball scores. Number 12 Creighton pulled away from number 5 Marquette in the second half. Here's correspondent Greg Eklund.
In the Creighton Blue Jays' final home game of the season, they upended 5th-ranked Marquette 89-75. Blue Jays senior Baylor Shireman scored 26 points and added a season-high 16 rebounds.
The season's long and it can be a grind, and it is a grind, but with this group and the coaching staff, it's just been so enjoyable, and that's something that will stick with me for a long time, is just how much fun this year was.
Marquette played without a pair of starters. Tyler Kolek, who leads the nation in assists per game, missed the game because of an oblique muscle injury, and Oso Iguodaro was a late scratch because of illness.
6th-ranked Arizona routed Oregon 103-83. Ray J. Dennis totaled 19 points and 10 assists as number 15 Baylor upset number 7 Kansas 82-74.
As far as second half, I think we found something as far as like playing fast and playing in transition, and so that was kind of a focus, and like, we get stops, let's run, because we're tough getting downhill.
8th-ranked Iowa State beat UCF 60-52. Number 9 UNC held off NC State 79-70, and number 10 Duke routed Virginia 73-48. NHL, a hat trick propelled the Predators past the Avalanche. Correspondent Jeremy Gover reports.
The surging Nashville Predators won their 8th game in a row, beating Western Conference powerhouse the Colorado Avalanche 5-1. Predators goaltender UC Saros had 25 saves and an assist in the victory, but the real star was forward Cody Glass. The 2017 sixth overall pick has struggled to produce consistently since turning pro. He scored his third, fourth, and fifth goals of the season for his first career NHL hat trick. Former Nashville Predators center Ryan Johansson says, even though it came at his team's expense, he's thrilled for his former teammate.
Really happy for him. He's one of the most genuine kids I've ever met. And he's a kid that's really easy to cheer for. And I'm happy for him and hope he can gain some confidence from that and build his game here in Nashville.
The Panthers blank the Red Wings 4-0, as Mike Reeves reports.
Sergei Bobrovsky recorded his fourth shutout this season, leading the Panthers past the Red Wings 4-0. The netminder stopped 21 shots while recording the 42nd shutout of his career.
We have a good structure, you know, and guys believe in the structure, and they execute that very with the heart and soul, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's our backbone, you know, and it doesn't matter who's in the lineup. Everybody works hard, and everybody put it in the table.
Brandon Montour scored once and added a pair of helpers for Florida. Sam Reinhart, Evan Rodriguez, and Carter Verhaeghe scored Florida's other goals. The Panthers went 2-for-5 on the power play while killing off all five Detroit man advantage opportunities.
Kyle Palmieri's first period hat trick led the Islanders past the Bruins 5-1. The Maple Leafs topped the Rangers 4-3 in a shootout. The Lightning also prevailed in a shootout 4-3 over the Canadiens. The Sabres routed the slumping Golden Knights 7-2. The Blues were 3-1 winners over the Wild. The Jets beat the Hurricanes 5-3. The Oilers downed the Kraken 2-1. The Flyers doubled up the Senators 4-2. The Blue Jackets cruised past the Blackhawks 5-2. The Stars edged the Sharks 3-2 in a shootout, and the Flames edged the Penguins 4-3. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.